I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
Yes, we are, and we are recording episode number 5.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Are we? All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode number 5 of the Frustrations Podcast. With me, I have Rupen Paul, who is always here.
Yes, as a co-host and co-creator of the podcast.
And I'm Krithar Srinivasan. This is our new episode. If you've listened to the last 4 episodes, thank you for listening. Tell us what you like about it, what you don't like about it. If you've not been listening to the episode, this is your first one. You might want to not go back and listen to the old ones and be demotivated to reach this one.
Yeah. And also understand what this whole thing is about. Others will be like, these guys are simply irritated with everything.
Yeah, we're just frustrated in life for no reason, apparently. But it's nice. Rupen Paul, do you have any like people in your life who recently become parents?
Yes, my sister.
Oh, ditto.
Yes, ditto.
High five me for that.
Yeah, our lives are actually quite
very similar. Yeah. Yeah. My sister too. That was like so much source of material for me. Yeah. I went to stay with that kid for 2 months. Well, it's just a small baby. Like, he's still, I think, 6 months or 8 months old. Oh, but when I went there, he was like 3 months old. And I saw a whole different sister. Like,
totally.
It's too weird. Like, it's almost like, oh, she can be a mother too. You know?
No. You know what is the thing? I figured this out. You know how guys hate getting married, right?
Yeah.
Guys hate the fact that they're going to get married. Because it's going to take away all of their freedom. And it gives like a whole new set of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with women and motherhood.
So what? When they become mothers, they're like, I'm a new person now.
They have to. Because it's a fresh set of responsibilities that just come. Yeah. So they both, which is why like how men detest the idea of getting married for a long time, right? Let's do it later. First career. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing with even women and motherhood, right? They'd be like, oh my God, I had to become a mother. I had to sacrifice like so much of a few months. So it's the same thing. So you definitely would have seen a new person. It's impossible.
Like, it's too much of a change. Like all of, but the one thing that really confused me with the change was how they become extremely preachy about motherly behavior sometimes. It's damn annoying. Like you've been a mother for 4 months. So
yeah.
But suddenly it kicks in. I don't know if it's science or if it's... I don't know what it is. This is there's something called mother instinct which comes with the child. When you know whether it's crying, when it's not or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, this mother instinct kicks in for other shit also. Like I haven't cleaned the car. So that suddenly her mother
instinct... You start taking care of everything like you're being a mother.
Yeah. But my favorite thing about the whole process of being there was watching my mom and dad lose their shit on my sister and her husband over like, hey, we've been parents longer than you. Don't teach us.
No, that's absolutely right.
that is hands down my favorite part of that.
Yeah, process. And they've not just been like your sister's been like my sister, all of us, all every new parent, right? Mm-hmm. Have you mentioned that we're talking about new parents in this episode?
We are.
Yeah, we have mentioned, right? But every new parent is just really new to it.
Yeah.
So they're really either excited or they're just overwhelmed with everything. But our parents have seen everything, right?
Yeah, they've seen us like do this. So that's
become this. From
become,
that.
Yeah, and become this as in like podcasters, out of job comedians. That's
that's a whole new level of, I think, disillusionment too. They're just disappointed. Like that's what this becomes. Oh,
that's why they're overprotective.
No, the problem is, you know what is the problem? You remember this old ad? I think it was, Hindustan Unilever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why they made this stupid ad, but they made this ad about new parents.
Okay.
You remember this ad?
No, I don't.
And this ad was championed by Shah Rukh Khan. So Shah Rukh Khan was like the central figure on this ad. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to like parents who just became parents or who are bringing a kid into this world. And they're like, so why are you excited about bringing a kid into this world? And they all had the same answer. What do you think their answer was?
I'm ready for this new adventure.
No. Their answer was, I feel our kid will do a lot of good in this world, which is already messed
up. Oh, dude, that is so weird. But how does every parent speak like that?
Every single parent.
Like the moment a kid is born, they suddenly become like, whoa, look at me. I am this new person who has new, like my kid, best kid. Look at my kid. Kid is going to cure cancer.
Hence the extra attention.
Oh, shit.
But it's very true. Like every new parents like especially on Instagram, dude. Like they're always like boastful about it. They're always.
I love Instagram moms, dude.
Oh,
they're like the worst.
Yeah, it's just so preachy. Like they are the only moms over there, and
who are moms and everybody else is like...
Yeah, it's not doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like everyone else should give up on their children and sell them. Right? Like we are the only people who are doing it right. Like look at my kid. I give my kid water play.
Oh, yeah.
I give my kid sand play. This is going to improve their dexterity. Who cares? Dude, this person is going to try drugs
and so,
at one point of time.
Sometimes I watch all these Insta moms and I think like, oh, but like, you know, the kids, things those kids are doing, like, it's excessive, okay, some of them.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, I feel like the mom was overly pressured to buy these things so that the Insta stories look nice. Like, do you ever feel that?
Yes.
Like, the moment...
Even if not the Insta stories, so that her process of parenthood looks good to other parents.
Ah. So, this is a new source of validation. My kid. Look at my kid.
Yeah.
It's the best kid in the world.
It's like what we comedians do with our sets, right?
Uh-huh.
So, we work on our sets and then we show it. Like, we're excited to, when we have a new bit, we're excited to go on stage and say like, hey, look at our bit.
Yeah.
Parents do the same thing with kids. They're like, look at this kid that I made. And look at what a good job I've done.
Look at what he did on Monday. Look at what he did Tuesday. This is what he ate for dinner. This is what he's doing for lunch. This is his painting kit. This is his friends. These are his clothes. The worst thing about those clothes, dude, you know how celebrities go to these red carpets and they're like, so what are you wearing today? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, I'm wearing Louis Vuitton. I don't know. I never watched them. So I don't know what they're wearing.
Yeah.
And now, you know, parents do that to kids. Like, so when they put up photos on Instagram, they tag like the brand that they bought the clothes from.
They do.
Yeah.
There are designer wear children's baby clothes.
No, fuck off.
There are.
No way.
Yes.
Designer wear for kids.
For babies, not even kids.
Oh, that's a lot of money, man.
That is a lot of money, but also think about it. Like the people, it's all connected, man. It's all very weirdly connected, right? Like celebrities have a tie-up with brands. So now when you're a mother or when you're a parent, okay, you still need that money because you're out of work for some time, right?
Yeah.
And the easiest way to make money is just tag Louis Vuitton and say like, hey, my kid's wearing Louis Vuitton diapers.
Yeah.
Boom, 3 lakhs, dude.
I don't think
and then that mother goes on.
I don't know if Louis Vuitton diapers are a thing.
Oh, come on, dude. There has to be something. It has to be like Louis Vuitton baby bibs. For sure. I can see it.
Let me Google
Louis Vuitton baby clothes.
Louis
so
Vuitton.
All they need to do is dress up their stupid kid.
I spelled Vuitton wrong.
Of course you did. Those of you who don't know who are listening to this podcast, Krithath is amazing in spellings.
Too good.
Brilliant.
Just the best. Okay, Louis Vuitton children's clothing?
Baby clothes.
Baby.
You gotta be specific, man. Yeah. So you just dress your kid when you're out of work.
Oh my God, that's actually a thing. It's but it's not that expensive.
How expensive is it?
Oh no, I think they're all fake.
Fake?
Yeah, like I don't think actual Louis Vuitton makes.
But there are designer wear baby clothes. Like people know this. People are
people
pissed
who are
off with, with new our... parents. Yeah.
What is the worst thing you think it is about being on Instagram with your kids?
Is that your like you said, you're constantly saying this information like you invented parenthood, right?
Uh-huh.
And like my mom's, like our moms probably are on Instagram. My mom's not on Instagram, but like other moms who have been moms for like 50 years are on Instagram scrolling through all this shit. It's like, why are they acting like they invented motherhood? Like this has been on for
that
centuries.
It's damn weird, but like what is
and
your...
And who's that information for?
It's not information. It's more like... it's so you know how they say in marketing, right? If you just have a good product, that's not enough until people know about it. That's the point of marketing. Like you could have the best... like software in the world, but if you don't market it right, nobody knows about it. Which is what Instagram is for babies, because they're like, hey, look, I have best baby in the world, best clothes, best home, but like what's the point if I don't put it up?
Yeah, but what happens later to those kids?
That's what my worry is. Imagine that kid. So this is one kid I follow on Instagram. Okay,
you follow a kid on Instagram? That's damn fucked up, bro.
That's a real thing
that's
parents do
up.
They make a baby.
I made fun of a guy in my old office and I gave him so much of shit because he followed a baby account.
Oh, dude, I follow a baby account. Okay, it's called Kobe the Chef. It's called Kobe the Chef, right? It's this baby that does cooking, I guess. It's basically the parents making them do it. I hope you know that.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
It's just parents doing that.
Exactly. But now imagine the pressure on this Kobe baby to grow up and become a chef. He's been cooking since he's 1 year old. He has 1.3 million followers on Instagram who watch him cook.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
and at some point, his parents are going to get him a phone. And he's going to realize that he has 1.3 million followers. And he's going to realize what
But imagine
that means.
If he grows up and he's not that cute.
It's impossible for him to be cute, dude.
Yeah,
like, I have a very weird theory about babies. Like, I think every cute baby ends up little ugly in life. And it's the other way around as well. Like, you see any good looking person and you see pictures of them when they were kids, they look pretty nasty.
They're like, oh yeah, you really worked on yourself.
Yeah, oh, you really worked on
What's the one thing you think has changed with technology, like with parenting?
When you were a kid, which was 25 years ago, like you were 3 years.
Old age, guess. Too old age.
Your parents didn't have the phone in front of them, right? So like they, you had more, you, I think you got more attention. So I think you got saved from at least 5 more falls than you would have been saved right now if your parents had a phone.
Oh yeah, man, that's so cool. That is so weird. But, but my parents didn't, what were their distractions then? What did they do that?
It's very difficult, dude. Like there weren't any distractions. I think us.
Yeah. Apart but from that. Don't you think it's easier to be a parent now because you can just Google and YouTube stuff?
You can. Yeah. There's more information.
There's more
information. There is more information. And I've always wondered, why is there so much of information? There was this dude, man. I don't know if you remember. There was this comic who came down to Bangalore. His name was Paul Ogata.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant bit. What so, like, you know, when parents... Like when he was a kid, like parents used to smoke while having babies.
Yeah.
Right? They, like mothers would be pregnant and they'd be smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
And he said, like, my mother used to smoke. And look at how fucking tough I am as a human being. Right? But all these kids right now, they...
Oh,
they,
that's another thing I've noticed, right?
Protected.
Like when my sister was my elder sister. So when she's... Like she was my elder sister throughout my life. What that sentence was so messed up.
Yeah.
So basically, my elder sister would always taunt me saying, I was the pampered one and I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth, you know, and I got everything I cried for. And now as a parent, she gives her kid everything he cries for. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I'm like, hey, why was I being made fun of?
No, that I think that's a different thing. That's a very elder sibling, younger sibling thing.
Yeah. But now look, they went against everything that they told their parents should be tough for, but not my kid, you know.
Yeah, not my kid. Yeah. Everyone talks about beating their kids until they have kids.
I have to beat their kids, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone says like, yeah, it's good that we got beaten. And then when you have kids, you'll be like, no, we can't do this.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not possible.
Yeah.
But I think I always wondered, like, why is there so much of information? Like, why do you think, how suddenly there's so much of information on what you got to feed your kids, on how much of sleep they got to get, and how much of...
It was all trial and error method when we were kids, was it that?
Yeah.
Like, let's feed him oats and see if it lives.
Yeah, my parents took me to a movie theater, I think, when I was a little less than 2 years, dude. And imagine, they took me for Lion King. And until then, they said, like, the lion is the king of the jungle because it eats other animals. And then I went to Lion King and I was like, oh, shit.
This lion got
actually
abandoned.
A lion.
Oh, yeah. It must be also difficult to raise kids now because you get so much information, like the corona.
Oh yeah.
Like every day you look at the news, you find something new. You find out something new.
Yeah.
Like having a baby is like having a new virus around you.
Yeah. You constantly
don't want it to, but you want it to grow. That's the only difference.
Yeah, there's too much of information, and I think because of that, people are, our parents are more scared also for more than one. So they want to know if they're doing everything. They want to know if they're doing everything that the other parents are doing.
Yeah, and that's so weird, right? Because they say that, so if you eat a certain thing, you get A nutrition. Then you eat another thing and you get B nutrition. You eat another thing, you get C nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these facts are there for everything.
Yes.
But you can't feed the kid everything, right?
You cannot. And you can't experiment on the kid.
So the kid's diet depends on what article your mom read that week.
Yes. Yeah.
That is so, weird.
So if there's a... That's, which is why, dude, like, I think a lot of people shouldn't be parents. Because if you...
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Like, I think there should be an IQ test before you have a kid.
That's very difficult, dude, because I would fail.
Also, I think there should be one more test. You know how people in India, they own... motorbikes and there's 5 kids on them.
Yeah.
I think that should not be allowed.
Yeah, if you don't have place for kids, don't have kids.
That's not fair. Like, at least, like, have the facilities to own.
Accommodate.
Like, I can't have 6 kids and no home. That doesn't make sense. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But that's like,
the problem with that is there is no way in which you can tell someone not to have a kid. Because the reason that they're going to give you is the same reason that a person whose IQ points are like 40 points above that person is going to give you. It's like, because we love someone and we want someone to give us love. And we want to continue the next generation.
But there's also this whole thing of like, it's time you have kids now. Like, that is the weirdest. Weirdest conversation I've overheard.
That is very bad. And all I really respect people who choose not to have kids.
Not to have kids ever?
I wouldn't be that person at all.
Uh-huh.
But I would respect that person for the simple fact. I don't even respect them for the fact that they're not having kids.
Right.
I respect them for the fact that they can hold on to that belief with other people just constantly pressurizing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, every other reason that they give is bullshit. Like, I can counter argue everything. Right. But like the problem, like the thing that you were saying, right? Like, you know, kids that are born out of pressure. Dude, that's horrible, man. Because you did engineering, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You did engineering.
And then I dropped out.
Yeah, you dropped out of engineering. Yeah. Right. Have you noticed there are so many people who didn't drop out of engineering?
Yeah, and went on to be awful in life.
Who went on to become awful engineers and went on to become miserable.
And then eventually joined some other job.
They eventually were lost. They went through a huge wilderness, which probably they are at still right now, even though they're employed.
Yeah.
Right? Well, their engineering degree was done just out of pressure. Right. Have you ever noticed that's the equivalent of having a child under pressure?
Where it's just like, I always thought I shouldn't have had you, but then now you're here, so I guess I have to feed you.
Yeah. There are so many kids who just like wasted engineering degrees.
That is so weird. But I think once you have it, they're just like, I guess now I have to take care of it. It's like getting a puppy.
I wouldn't say, dude. Like, it really depends on, like, I think parenthood changes people, mm-hmm. and sometimes it doesn't change people at all.
Right.
I think if you're a really strong person and you'll be like, you've accepted this is the way you are, and then there's no way it can change you.
The one thing I noticed recently, now that my my sister had a kid and my parents and me were visiting, right? Mm-hmm. And the one amazing thing I noticed is now that they have a kid, they have this new person to use as a mediator to talk. Have you noticed that? Isn't that so amazing? Like my mom, me, my sister, we're all sitting in the same room. And if my mom wants to pass some sly comment about my sister's parenting, she'll look at the kid and be like, look at your mom. She's not letting me feed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so cool, dude. That was so...
But in my experience, it's worked the other way around as well.
Uh-huh.
Like, the kid is like a great... it's like a punching bag, dude. To like, you know, reduce their entire anger level.
It just sounds so wrong.
Yeah, because like the kid's there, right? So you can't shout in front of a kid.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is every time there's some issue at home, and since my sister doesn't stay in the country, right?
Uh-huh.
So I make a video call to her and I make sure like the camera's face towards the kid.
And then you just yell at the kid.
And then my mother's like, yeah, you don't know what to do. There's a lot of things happening at home. Hi, baby. She can't even get angry. It's impossible.
Oh, I thought you were going to yell at the kid.
No,
that would have been a whole different story.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to think of like those parents... Okay, or those kids rather. Like, you have seen like the attention that kids get from new parents, right?
Right.
Especially 9 months, 9 months in. But imagine that so many kids are just like immediately deserted at that time.
Uh-huh.
Right? So imagine those kids do. Those kids just become adults. There are no wonder why there are assholes in the world.
They learn how to live life very early in life.
Very early. They learn
like
to...
Like too early. Before you learn to walk, you knew how self-defense works. Like
yeah. Yeah.
That is weird. That shouldn't happen to anybody.
Yeah, also.
Yeah. Such a privileged podcast this is.
This is a very privileged podcast. No, but it's also, I think the most irritating thing is I remember seeing this lady on Instagram just talking about being a mother, dude. Like on, just like, it was not even like, I don't mind people saying like, my life changed after being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
But her posts are more or less along the lines of like, you know, you got to do this, this and this to become a good mother.
Oh,
said like,
no,
my parents didn't do shit. I still am fine.
That does not work at all.
Yeah,
that's always that fight, right? Like, if the older generation didn't have to pay so much attention, why do new babies need that much attention?
There is that thing. Yeah, but why do you think, when you are understanding, like, do people, what is the first reason that they have kids?
It's about time.
Hmm.
Like, they realize, like, it's just going to be the two of us now. It's going to get boring. So, let's add one more human being.
Yeah, I always thought about that, man. What about, like... And it makes sense because, like... I mean,
That's why I have a problem. Not a problem, but I don't know if it's a problem. I mean, it's none of my business. But, like, people who have kids too early in life, that is a little weird.
I think they end up resenting them later.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have nothing to teach your kid. Like, go live life first.
Yeah, get yourself sorted.
Yeah, get yourself sorted. Don't have a kid when you're still like in the middle of 200 life problems. Like, what sense does that make?
That and also like the fact that you have not lived your life yet, right? Hmm. And you still have your things. Have you seen this movie called Revolutionary Road?
Nope.
Oh, you got to watch this movie, dude. Please recommend this movie to anyone who's getting married.
I'll stop them from getting...
Because it's about that perfect dream, right? Like the American dream of working hard, get a family, get kids.
Yeah.
Right? And then you realize, shit, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Yeah. As I think a lot of people do that. They do that really early. They haven't even figured out what they want to be, where they want to be. And then they have kids and then they end up doing a...
shitty job because now you have to pay for the kid, you have to pay for the college. You still have all those expenses.
So as much as how I hate like a mother who's constantly bragging about like her motherhood things on Instagram, I think what I'd hate more is someone who doesn't give a shit about their kids.
Those are the best, but because those kids turn out to be the most amazing people ever
to hang out with.
Yeah, the stories they have, it's like,
yeah, you can't top a story that, dude, you know, when I was 3 years, like I smoked my mom's pot.
I would love to hang out with those kids.
What a cool person. You should get him every time you drink.
Yeah, and that person would be so indifferent to world's problems.
Yeah, because he's seen everything.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this new shit's happening in my work. He's like, oh, that happened to me when I was 4.
No, man. There was this interview with Mike Tyson. I don't know if you know the Mike Tyson story. It's fucking fantastic. Mike Tyson was a boxer who became like the youngest heavyweight champion in the world.
Okay.
So 20 years, he's already the most powerful man. Okay, the most powerful person ever to enter boxing and the youngest person to win the championship. And they asked him in an interview, okay, so when did you first start doing drugs? And he was like, when I was 3 or 4. And he was not even shocked. He was not
surprised.
And it shows,
you know?
he's led such a badass life, which is why he accomplished so much.
Oh, man. I wish my parents were less responsible.
Yeah.
That is the problem. If you were to happen to be... See, now we've contradicted a lot of social norms about new parents. So what is paint in 3 points? What do you think new parents need to chill the fuck out about?
I think they should go really easy on like the food thing. Like everyone has some dietary restriction. Like don't eat dairy, don't eat meat, don't eat this vegetable.
So raise everybody vegan, guys. That's...
Yeah.
No, don't do that. I'm just kidding.
And also, this is a very contradictory point. I think you should expose your children to bad language from an early age. It's so stupid, dude. Like,
just
people
call them
clean.
But like...
when they're in their home. You can't tell them shit. But I think they can be around while you are telling someone else shit.
Or they should be able to watch movies where bad language is.
Or that, yeah.
So they just know what they're expecting in the real world.
Yeah. And I think their clothes, I don't know, kids have clothes, which is actually just propaganda. It's dad's girl.
Dad's angel.
Dad's angel. And the kid is like, actually, I don't care about any of you.
Any of you guys, just give me my food and let me cry and shit in that diaper, that Louis Vuitton diaper.
Yeah, what would your three?
I think we should never have baby profiles on Instagram. Stop doing that. It's too much pressure. Like, imagine you have 3 million followers as a baby and then you grow up to be like nothing, no friends. Like, 3 million followers and
you grow
no
up
friends.
To be like really ugly.
Yeah, that's just too much pressure. Also, like, enjoy the moments of the baby without sharing it to everybody, you know?
Yeah.
That is just something that I just don't enjoy new parents doing that. That's my single problem. Everything else is acceptable. Stop having Instagram baby profiles.
Yeah. Stop using your kid to get validation
get
for
likes.
Yourself.
Yeah. Like, look what I made. It's not a piece of art. It's another
person.
Yeah, it's
person. A human being. Yeah. And people have been doing that for ages.
Yeah. Like, you know how our parents used to show off, like, they had to make a photo album and then wait for us to grow up. And then, like, that is when you stood up.
Yeah.
Like, this luckily somehow always had a camera when the first time you stood up or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah.
Yeah. They always managed to get that. Yeah. Now, the new generation, they photograph and chronicle everything. Yeah. So, they're like, there is no big moments. You know what I mean? Like, everything is chronicled. Every meal, there is a photo. Every turn, every jump, every walk, every skim. Because Google Photos has unlimited storage.
Right. But at what point do you think will the photograph stop?
Very interesting. I've asked myself that a bunch of times. When will it happen?
Like when you're a baby,
years?
There are too many. There's a photo every day. When
yeah,
you're a baby?
At least one photo every day.
Well, at least one photo.
You
every
find
day.
One thing at least extremely adorable about your kid every day.
And also, the next 6 years, six years is when you.
Yeah, I predict 6 years.
So 6 years, but I think there'll be a point in that person's life when the parent gets like, you know what, like I've seen this kid, let me delete a few pictures.
No, but cloud storage is unlimited.
Probably. But who's going to go through?
Yeah, that's weird. Cool. This was fun. All right. If you're a new parent, please let us know by DM how you liked us. If you didn't like us, you should tell your friends about us.
Yeah. Cool.
So you can all collectively not like us. This was episode 5. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See you.